You're listening to Audio Culture on 95BFM.
Thanks to Audio Culture, Iwi Waiata, the noisy library of New Zealand music. Go to audioculture.co.nz.
Yes, for this edition of Audio Culture, we start off with the Howard Morrison Quartet. And if you're wondering why, well, the man that we've got here joining us now, Chris Burke, can tell us why. And in special regards to the secret history of Chur. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Now, where do we start with the story of Chur? Because, I mean, I grew up with that word in school, and apparently, according to your article on Audio Culture, it goes way back.
Well, at least 60 years to 1961. I'll be interested to know where you heard it at school, because it's become increasingly common over the decades. The first 20 years of it was pretty much restricted to Maori musicians, professional Maori musicians who were in show bands or playing in cabaret bands or in nightclubs. And it was the Howard Morrison Quartet that first popularised it. And then it spread further. But the Howard Morrison Quartet didn't actually invent it. It was a magician ventriloquist called John Zalando, who had a long career here, and he's still alive. And he was on tour with them in 1961. They had a huge national tour called the Showtime Spectacular, and it was a bit of a variety show with the quartet topping the bill. And one of the earlier acts was John Zalando with his puppet, which was a metallic-looking robot called Robbie. And the quartet were fascinated by the way that Zalando could pretend to be the puppet speaking without moving his lips. And there's a few tricks that ventriloquists use to get away with that. And there are a couple of letters that ventriloquists find very difficult. And one is B for Bob, and the other is M for Mary.
Right.
So with a B, you can use a D, you know, have your mouth slightly open and just go, doy. Chur is like like an evolution from cheers. They started to use it in an all-purpose way. It can mean hello, it can mean goodbye, it can mean congratulations or that'll do or good job. And it's so far into the language, the New Zealand vernacular language now, that it's just been entered into the Oxford English Dictionary, along with nearly 50 other New Zealand words, a lot of them from Toreo.
Do we know why Chur was even picked up by the Oxford English Dictionary? I don't know. I heard the news the other day and I was like, that's a bit weird. Why is this word in the dictionary now?
Well, they would have scouted around. There were a couple of New Zealand academics who did the work for them, and they would have scouted around and seen how usage has changed, and they're always looking for new words that have really entered the language. I mean, chur has lasted so long. I mean, in the early 80s, choice was a popular word, and it used in similar ways, you know, that's great, thanks, you know, good as gold. But choice doesn't seem to be used now. And the same thing, thinking more recently about neck minute, you know, how long are people still saying neck minute? I don't think so. But for a while, it was on everybody's lips.
I don't know about neck minute, to be honest. I don't really hear that around. But I mean, I still hear the odd choice. But chur just sounds natural, and I feel like it's been here for years. You've got a couple of clips here that you've sent me as well. Might go into the, you know, a bit more into this.
Sure. Well, it was, I'd heard this from Maori musicians when I was interviewing them in the 80s, people like Herbs, Charlie Tumahai, and some of the other members who'd been in the show bands. And Delvanius, of course, was one who kept it going. But the person who really tipped me off to the where it came from and the scale of it was the guitarist in the Howard Morrison Quartet, the funny man. I mean, they were all humorous, but Jerry was really, really funny and a lovely man. I was interviewing him about 15 years ago, and about Maori humour that you'd call A-boy humour. That was really, it was very popular in the 60s, and Billy T. James in the early 80s kept it going, you know, and I wondered if he cringed about that now, and he did. But then he suddenly leapt into explaining about chur and all the other words they used. The quartet kind of developed their own private language from these ventriloquist words. So let's listen to Jerry tell the story.
And when that silly language came along, you know, churidoi, and that came along, we had a heck of a job getting rid of it in Australia.
Right. Did you do that on stage, that kind of chur?
That was our language. We started that language off, and I hear these musos still today, using it today. Yeah. Churidoi, chur. You know, good, that's good.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
all they say, churidoi, chur.
Yeah.
They're still using that, all that, and that came from John Zalando.
Yes, I heard. Yeah. So he had his own patter.
Well, with the dolls, damn doy, there is a sort, damn doy. That's how the language evolved.
Of like ventriloquism.
Yeah. With Robbie and he used to do that on stage on our show. And we used to copy him on the side stage.
Yeah.
And we finally got, we started the lingo up without moving your lips, you see. So, you know, g'day boy started, g'day doy. That's how the doy came into it.
Oh, yeah.
G'day doy.
G'day doy? It sounds doy. Really yeah. odd.
Yeah, doy is like boy, but without using a D instead. Doy, the mates, the gang. Bunny Walters was one who picked it up. He was a ballad singer in the early 70s, very, very popular. And he talked about the doys, you know, this was what he's referring to as colleagues, you know.
Mm.
Another place that helped make it spread, I'm told, is the army. And in the late 60s, early 70s, so many of the soldiers in the army are Maori then and to this day, you know. So they helped spread it, and then all the other entertainers helped spread it until probably around, Iwi Radio is another way that it helped spread. There were people like here in Wellington, the first Iwi radio station started in the late 80s, and one of the hosts was a real character called Solomon Pohatu.
Mm.
He was the founder of the Maori High Five. He was a great character, and he kept some of the language alive. And, you know, I wonder about things like Brotown, whether that helped. And, you know, a lot of people now say sure bro, as if that's, you know, they've connected it.
Well, yeah, yeah, chur was definitely a word said by Jeff Damaori character in that show many a time. There was even Kiwi Mate. It was probably something that came up, but I don't think many people say that nowadays.
Kiwi Mate.
Kiwi Mate, yeah.
So there are all these other words too. I mean, we'll listen to a clip soon where you hear them actually speaking in their language, and it's just gobbledygook to all of us. But there were things like saying "ald right" without using the letter L, or "heed" meaning someone's cool. I mean, the quartet used to, you know, we forget just how huge they were. You know, they were national icons, continually touring for about 4 years, and they helped set up the modern music industry, you know, a live circuit, recording prolifically, you know, getting on radio, and it was the early days of TV, and they were easy to get on TV. You think, eventually they got a band behind them, but mostly were just four voices and the guitar. But they'd get pestered at functions, you know, and they developed a way of saying, is that person worth talking to, or shall I walk away before I get, buttonholed? And it'd be she or she'd not, you know, or he'd not. And Finbar is a word for a male, particularly a vulgar kind of male, you know. So let's hear the quartet. They got together for This Is Your Life, Howard Morrison, in 89. And the three of them we hear in order are Wee Wharakura, Jerry Marito and Howard Morrison. Noel Kingy was always the quiet one of the group, but they get together on the couch, you know, and then they kind of take over from the host, Bob Parker.
Please be seated. Let's relax and go over some old times, because this is, I know, a magic moment. This is a piece of history.
Where you from, man?
Come to a field. Bomb a field. Where you from?
I'm going to have to try and attempt to bring this under control. We're looking at 60 minutes of chaos here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to walk away from it very shortly and leap into it.
Is that? I wonder if that episode is available on the internet, yeah, perhaps.
It is. It's on New Zealand On Screen, which is the sister site of Audio Culture. So that's where all the Audio Culture has a couple of thousand profiles and articles about New Zealand popular music. And, you know, we have to take a historical approach, but, you know, that's moving forward all the time. Just can't stand still. New Zealand On Screen does the same for film and television. So the whole episode is there of This Is Your Life, and it really gets an idea of what a bonded group of men they were.
I'm just wondering, because this is also in your article as well, what kind of responses have you gotten from the general public ever since the story went out?
We've got got some lovely responses from the musicians, particularly a fellow called Tuhi Tamoti, who's he's a guitarist who's a legend amongst that age group who came through in the 60s and 70s. And he's the one who told me about, who spelled it all out. He'd meaning he's cool, and she'd mean she's cool, or he'd not, he's uncool. He also said that he's been in Australia for 30 years now, and now he says he speaks that lingo better than he speaks Maori, when he's really, you know, disappointed by that. But that's very much of his age group that went to Australia. Someone remembered it being spoken on the set of the musical Don't Let It Get You, which is a wonderful musical set in Rotorua in the mid-60s. But, you know, I've also had a couple of mean-spirited responses. You know, someone saying, I saw it on TV in the 70s. That's where it comes from. You think, well, no, go, get lost. It's they got it from the entertainers. They didn't start in the 70s. And then, you know, another guy said to me, I remember it in Britain. I grew up in Britain. It was in the 50s. And you think, you know, and then would go back a couple of centuries and say, well, No, the Oxford English Dictionary, you know, really goes into some research onto where these things first emerge, you know, and it's, oh, it's only in the New Zealand Oxford English Dictionary. Well, I just emailed the lexicographer who put these New Zealand words together, and he said, that's international. These words are now international in the Oxford Dictionary. So, yeah, I do smell a bit of mean-spiritedness towards something that has been created out of Maori society.
I think they're just jealous that it didn't happen for them, right?
yeah. You know, it's that knocking thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's the Howard Morrison Quartet. You know, we think of them now with their big smiles, and they were popular through every household at that time. And, you know, in a very subtle way, they were quite political. You know, their when they started the parodies, you know, the first one was called The Battle of Waikato, and that was about the New Zealand Wars and how the British invaded the Waikato. And they did about two or three others, and one was called My Old Man's and All Black. My Old Man's an All Black, and this is from 1960, and it's about the campaign at that time when New Zealand was about to tour South Africa, and South Africa, right at the heart of its apartheid period, said, we don't want any Maori players, and they can't come here. And so it was the first anti-apartheid movement. It was called No Maori, No Maoris. They, you know, back then people used to put S at the end of Maori for plural.
Mm.
No Maoris, No Tour. And it was a really big campaign, the first of those campaigns. And the Howard Morrison Quartet responded with this song called My Old Man's an All Black, which was rewritten to the tune of My Old Man's a Dustman, which was a comedy song from then. And the ironic thing is, it was recorded in the Pukekohe Town Hall, and they kind of locked the doors, shut the audience in, and did take after take until they got a good one. And why it's ironic is, you know, just in the last year, there's been a terrific documentary about segregation in Pukekohe, and this is on Māori TV, and the picture theatre in Pukekohe wouldn't let Māori sit in the upstairs of the cinema. And there was a barber in Pukekohe who wouldn't cut the hair of Māori. So it's ironic that My Old Man's an All Black, the Howard Morrison Quartet statement about apartheid and rugby, was recorded right in the heart of that very backward kind of society that was there at that time.
Mm. All right, let's play this track. And thank you very much, Chris Burke, for coming along and telling us all about the secret origin story of the word chur. Cheers, Chris.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Now here's a story full of words. You've heard it all before. It's all about me, old man, and the game that he adored. As he kicked the ball, as he scores a try, you'll always hear me cry. Oh, my old man's an all black, he wears a silver fur. His mates just couldn't take him, so he's out now for a term. He'd make them all look silly as he tackled ball and all. And all the girls went crazy as this hoary took a score. Well, now the soccer union offered Dad a part in a team to go to Scotland to play against the Hearts. But to our dear old papa, it was just a silly joke. To kick a ball around all day was not for this old bloke.
I say there, Jerry, my boy, I believe they gave your old man a trial. Is that right? Is that right?
Yeah. That's right, Howard. But they didn't tell me it was a dog trial.
Well, a little girl came up to Dad and said so quietly,
will you please play for us, sir? A goalie you will be.
Why,
what game is this, my little girl? Why, basketball, of course. Then everybody heard him yell, hey, get me off these courts.
I say, Jerry, my boy, I suppose your old man's a little disappointed. His mates left him behind, is that right?
Well, actually, Howard, he wasn't craving to go. Well, the old black team is leaving, and the best of luck to them. And if they find things tricky, they'll have to play like men, 'cause the Springboks will be watching from Central to Cape Town. The team that ain't got hurries to score their last touchdown. Oh, my old man's an old black, he wears a silver fern. His mates just couldn't take him, so he's out now for a term. So he's out now for a
Tahiru Atorufa, they won't take my old papa.
So he's out now for a
Be Papalula, give him pork and pooha.
So he's out now for a
Fee, fee, fi, fi, fo, fo, fum. Hey, Howard.
Hey, what?
There's no horries in that scrum.
So he's out now for a turn.
That was
Audio Culture on 95BFM.
Thanks to Audio Culture, Iwi Waiata, the Noisy Library of New Zealand Music. Go to audioculture.co.nz. It's just fascinating.